You're listening to SBS News.
In 2014, state-appointed managers in the city of Flint, Michigan, switched the city's water supply to the Flint River as a cost-saving step whilst the pipeline was being built to Lake Huron. The water, however, wasn't treated to reduce corrosion, a disastrous decision which caused lead to leach from old pipes and spoil the distribution system used by nearly 100,000 residents. The lead-tainted water is blamed for causing learning disabilities in scores of children and other medical problems among adults in the majority black city. Leon Abdullah El Alamin's son. Leon Abdullah El Alamin's son is now 7 years old. He has suffered hair loss and skin rashes due to the contaminated water.
He absolutely has grown up in the Flint water crisis. And, you know, this is going to be a part of his history, his story, and the generation of his age group of young folks. This is their history. I mean, he's still a child, so he doesn't fully understand it right now. But me as a parent, I'm very upset. I'm very frustrated at times.
No level of lead in the blood is considered completely safe. Children under the age of 5, and especially infants and unborn children, bear the greatest risk of irreversible health outcomes. 7 years after the water was first switched, former Governor of Michigan Rick Snyder, his health director, and other ex-officials have been told they're being charged with willful neglect of duty. The Republican is the first governor or former governor in Michigan's 184-year history to face charges related to their time in office. Another Flint resident, Melissa Mays, says Snyder and other officials should be held accountable.
It seems like we have been forgotten, and you know, nobody's sitting in jail. If I poisoned you, I would be in jail. We're coming up on 7 years of being in a prison where we can't even be safe in our own homes. And then, of course, under COVID, we've all been locked indoors and we're stuck using this water.
On January the 5th, 2016, 2 years after the switch to the contaminated water, the then Governor Rick Snyder declared a state of emergency in Genesee County, of which Flint is the major population center. Speaking at the time, Snyder admitted that he was ultimately responsible for the problem and that he was doing his best to fix it.
I want to fix this problem. And isn't that what you'd want out of any good Michigander? If you were involved in something that didn't go right, if you had people beneath you that didn't do the things that could have avoided this or dealt with this problem, that first of all, you should take responsibility if they worked for you. So I'm trying to stand up and take responsibility like our value system says we should.
Shortly thereafter, President Barack Obama declared a federal state of emergency, authorizing additional help from the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Department of Homeland Security. Between 6,000 and 12,000 children were exposed to drinking water with high levels of lead. The water supply was also considered a possible cause of an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in the county that killed 12 people and affected another 87, but there was no evidence of a clear link. Prosecutor Kim Worthy says it was absolutely necessary for charges to be brought in this case.
This case has nothing whatsoever to do with partisanship. It has to do with human decency, resurrecting the complete abandonment of the people of Flint, and finally holding people accountable for their alleged unspeakable atrocities that occurred in Flint all these years ago.
Until today, 15 criminal cases had been filed against local and state officials, but only one minor conviction has been obtained and all other charges have been dismissed or dropped. Now, Snyder has been charged with 2 counts of willful neglect of duty, each a 1-year misdemeanor, for willfully neglecting his mandatory legal duties under the Michigan Constitution and the Emergency Management Act, thereby failing to protect the health and safety of Flint's residents. Michigan Solicitor General Fadwa Hammond says nobody, no matter how powerful or well-connected they may be, is above accountability when they commit a crime. And she says this crime is still going on, as the residents of Flint are still having to deal with lead-tainted water.
The Flint water crisis is not some relic of the past. At this very moment, the people of Flint continue to suffer from the categorical failure of public officials at all levels of government.
Snyder's lawyer says the charges against his client are a travesty and unjustified. Alan Lee, SBS News.